for Theater Talk on WBFO. I'm Peter Holm.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, just hours until New Year's Eve, and then a brand new year in front of us, 2017.
Absolutely. And this will always be remembered as the year we lost Zsa Zsa.
Yes. before the Kardashians, there was Zsa Zsa.
There was Zsa Zsa. I've been missing her a long time. You know, Zsa Zsa, who said, a woman should always marry for love and she should keep marrying until she finds it.
A serious question. I mean, she was one of the first people who was famous for being famous. But in all honesty, did she actually ever do anything?
Well, I think early in her career, Moulin Rouge, she was the films that she did earlier in her career, but she was a great conversationalist for things like, you know, Zsa Zsa, how many husbands have you had? You mean apart from my own? Zsa Zsa, do you do any housekeeping? I'm a wonderful housekeeper. Every time I leave a man, I keep his house. Just fabulous, large personality.
Well, we will miss Zsa Zsa.
And that's all I want to discuss from 2016, frankly.
No, yes, let's move on quickly.
Not entirely true. No. I think that in the theater scene, I think the big transition we've seen, the largest audience in Buffalo is the audience for the Broadway series at Shea's Buffalo, which grew consistently under the leadership of Tony Conti, who oversaw the preservation of the building, who protected 710 Main from becoming a parking garage and kept the Smith Theater. And he stepped down and handed the reins to Michael Murphy, coming into us from San Diego, originally from Gowanda. And I think that that's a major transition. And I think in the new year, I'm looking very hopefully and I'm encouraged to see him begin to develop his vision for 710 Main.
Well, let's talk about that, because while Shea's can be a rental, we typically think of it as a home for traveling Broadway shows. The Smith Theater is now known for one person, one woman, one man, you know, comedy routines. Maybe it's a late night catechism or some other funny.
Dixie's Tupperware party, that kind of thing.
That was great.
Some of them, by the way, were quite good.
And then we come to 710 Main, now officially Shea's 710 Main. And here's my problem. It's starting to just look like a rental place. I mean, it could be an Oddfellows Hall. You have no idea from week to week what's going to be there, the quality of what's going to be there. Lacks a gravitas.
Right. It's a mixed bag. Everything from the Shaw Festival to a locally produced musical to seeing Tove Feldscher in her signature role as Golda Meir. But I would agree that you never know really what it's going to be like. And I would like to see a firmer vision for what's done with this space and a greater differentiation between what is really 710 programming and something else. But they're just beginning. And I think that's a great opportunity. And I'm heartened by my belief that Michael Murphy has no preconceived notions about the space. And he's very knowledgeable. So keeping our fingers crossed and rooting for him to be successful, because as he is successful, so we are successful. You know, there's a wish for the new year.
We do have a play coming down the road at the Cavanoki, Grounded.
With a favorite of yours.
Yes, Alex Malesh. I think she's great.
I like her very much, too. She's a favorite of mine. And the play, it's a one-person vehicle. And it is about a woman who is an F-16 fighter pilot, a real Top Gun kind of gal. Well, she gets grounded from an unexpected pregnancy and gets confined to a windowless trailer where she controls drones. So it's her talking, and I guess that it's some videography by Brian Milbrand, and that's the topic of this. So a dream come true, Alex, all alone up there on stage.
Well, I'm sure she can handle it. That absolutely sounds fascinating. I mean, that's a lot of topics.
Very current topics all brought together in this one-woman vehicle, Grounded, at the Cavanoki Theater.
And that'll open next Friday, January 6th.
1 week from today. Resolutions for the new year, Peter?
Resolutions. I'm going to not go to two plays in the same day, a matinee and an evening performance. It's really, really hard.
I do that whenever possible. That's the opposite of my resolution. I resolve to have my Christmas tree down before Valentine's Day.
Well, I hope it all works out.
Thank you.
Wishing you and yours, Anthony, a happy new year.
And to you too, Peter.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.